When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hello, and welcome. Hello. It's Atomic Radio Hour. I'm your host, Vince.
And I am your hypothetical host, Olive.
It sounds like you've already heard this intro, it's because we're doing what we like to call a burner. And that's an episode that we record in the future for a later date. The holidays are coming up, and it's going to be rather hectic for my plans and Olive's plans, so we decided, and I'll be completely honest with you, I'm absolutely ripping this idea off from a podcast that I love called How Neil Feel with Neil Brennan and Bianca, and I don't know Bianca's last name.
I've been catching up because I really like that podcast.
Isn't it
now.
Great?
It's just great to listen to when you're cooking.
Yeah, and it's... Neil Brennan is the guy who is the co-creator of The Chappelle Show, and he co-wrote Half-Baked. He wrote for All That on Nickelodeon back in the day. Very smart guy, very funny dude. But they did this one thing on there, and I'm just going to do the intro quick. So this is going to be on – there's probably going to be three parts of this. You'll probably hear this intro three different times. So if you want to fast forward, go right ahead. They did a thing on the New York Times. There is an article called 36 Questions That Lead to Love. Now, Neil and Bianca on the show are not dating. They're not together. They're not whatsoever involved.
They're just friends.
They're friends. They're pals. They're buddies. They're homies. Like Olive and myself. So I thought, since what a better way to make some content than to copy somebody else's idea. I am totally biting. I'll be the first person to say it. But also, this isn't a regularly scheduled program. This is what we like to call a burner.
This is where we just kind of do some fun side projects.
Just so we make sure something comes out.
We go a little bit off the beaten path for your viewing entertainment.
Yes. But that being said, I think since people are going to be hearing this multiple times, that's enough that we've said. Let's get right on into the episode.
Hello. Wait.
What?
Hello. We're back with set three.
Oh, including that. I wasn't going to include that. What we just recorded previously, like before you just said, hello, we're back. This is all staying in.
we're doing, back with set three.
Yeah, we're doing the next set of the New York Times 36 Questions Leading to Love, which is an idea. I don't know if I said it in the last one that I stole from. Well, I said it in the intro. I stole from Neil Brennan, a fantastic comedian. Question 25 is, make three true we statements each. For each instance, we are both in this room feeling...
We statements. We both host this podcast.
We both, yes. I don't want to see. My thing is, I don't like cop out answers. I want to have something that's somewhat thought provoking. Mm-hmm. We both value each other.
Yeah. We both put up with each other's shit.
We both know what we did.
Yeah.
No, that's not one. That's just one that came to mind.
That was really funny. I feel like we both strive to entertain in our own way.
Yeah. Yeah. We just both, like, I already said we appreciate each other, but, like, we just both get it. Like, yeah. I don't have to, like, very, very seldom do I have to explain something to you of, like, why I don't. Recently, I should have and I didn't with you with something. But, like, very, very, very seldom do I ever get, like, incredibly frustrated. I mean, I'll get frustrated with you all the time, but, like, it's mostly just, like, stop being this way. Like, just, this is such a simple thing to fix.
And then I say, no.
Which is bad. What's the next question?
Complete this sentence. I wish I had someone with whom I could share blank.
All right, get your barf bags ready, but affection.
gay.
Yeah, I just, it's it's something that, like...
Can I give kind of, like, a comedic cop-out answer?
Yeah?
I could explain it more deeper.
Okay.
But I wish I had someone with whom I could share a meal. Because I think sharing a meal between people is
a really intimate experience. Yeah. If I fucking go out to eat with you, that I love you. Like,
yeah.
Like, yeah. Damn. Okay. Cool. Fucking that was easy.
Yeah. Your turn.
If you were going to become close friends with your partner, please share what would be important for him or her to know.
Let's rephrase that, because we're already close friends. If you were going to befriend someone or try to date someone, what's like something that you need to get like off the table or on the table immediately? Like an example could be like, just so you know, like I eat vegetarian, so like don't bring meat around, like something like that. Like what's something that someone has to know about you in order to like get with it?
I have a thing that I have to do a couple times a week. Just leave me alone. I have a couple things I have to record and I have to edit. Just when I have to do it, I just have to do it. That's it. I'm accommodating. Like, say what you want about me. I'm accommodating.
You're accommodating, yeah. I mean, like, when I date and do romantic, when I do romantic, I tell people I'm trans because I have nothing to hide. And, like, I don't want every answer to every question to be, like,
trans.
But, like, that's something that when I
it's get what's to going know on. Someone,
it's what's okay. going on, yeah.
Here, like, I don't want to sound like a dick, but you got 2 years of this. You got 2 years of everything being, like, oh, I'm trans. Oh, this is trans. That's a trans. This is that. That is this. After fucking 2 years... Like,
2 to 4.
That's because, a bit like, much.
You know, shit can be expensive.
No, but I'm saying, like there just comes a point where it's like, I don't know. I don't, like, not that I don't agree, but I don't want this to come off as I don't agree with trans people, because that's not what I'm saying. But I think if you're a trans woman, you shouldn't say you're a trans woman. I think you should say I'm a woman. And I get why people say that they are a trans woman. I get that. But be who you are.
Yeah. Like, you know I'm mean? A woman. But, like,
I'm not shitting on you. Don't think I'm shitting on you.
If you have a physical relationship with someone, there's, like, things that people ought to know.
Absolutely. But how often are you going to have a physical relationship with somebody? If I meet you at a place.
I'm not going to wave a trans flag in your face.
Like, hey, I'm trans. Like, I don't give a. What do you want on your sandwich?
I don't give a fuck.
Like, but it's, like, it's what's going on right now.
Yeah.
It's like when you move, you're like, hey, man, I just fucking got this place. Like, come see it. Come hang out. Like,
that's going to be you soon.
And then after fucking a month, 2 months, it's like, leave me the fuck alone. I want to watch anime in my own.
I just want to use my waffle iron.
Yeah. I want to use that skillet, my $20 skillet. Yeah. Did we both answer this?
No, I think so, yeah.
Oh, yeah, we did. Who's the next one? Is it me reading or you reading?
Tell your partner what you like about them. Be very honest this time, saying things that you might not say to someone you've just met. We just do this 5 times.
Yeah, pretty much.
Do you want to pass?
Yeah. I think this is kind of, we've done this.
We did this one.
This was very hard for me the first 5 times we did it.
I like your cooking. There. Done. Just quickie. Right off the top of your head.
This one kind of extends to your family, but I like how welcoming they are with me, to the point where I'm actually, like, a little uncomfortable with it, because I'm like, you people don't know me. The only reason you like me is because I'm friends with your kid. Bop-a-da-bop, boo-ba-da-boo, skip.
My parents like you. My parents are accommodating of my friends because they like my friends.
No, I get that. I get that.
I only bring people home that I, like, trust and care about.
Share with your partner an embarrassing moment of your life.
Yeah, when did you done goof it?
That's you.
What? Oh, shit.
You gotta go first, homie.
Damn. Embarrassing moment. I wouldn't necessarily say this is an embarrassing moment, but one of my, like, earliest memories is getting stung directly on the tip of the nose by a bee. I was like 4 years old. It was outside on the deck at my parents' house. And, like, that's one of my earliest memories, and I don't know why I wanted to share it, but I do. I did. But, like, I guess that can be a little embarrassing because I started crying because I was 4 years old.
Were you shitting
your pants?
It's
one of the few memories I didn't repress.
I don't really have an embarrassing... There's a video that my mom found recently of, like, me at Christmas or something. And it's so... And I'm, like, six. And it's so embarrassing. But, like, it's embarrassing because, like... This is going to sound really shitty. I don't have any, like, timing. Like, like, I'm singing a song, and I'm, like, putting on a show, and I'm watching it, and my mom's like, look how cute you are in this video. And my sister's like, you've always been a performer. And I'm like, I have no fucking timing. I'm not even saying anything funny. Like...
This is a dry comedy routine.
No, and, like, my mom, like, and it's my sister and I, and my mom's asking me questions, and I'm, like, answering. My mom's like, let her answer. Like, I just had to be in front of a camera. And, like, it's so fucking embarrassing.
I don't know. I feel like I don't really have a lot of things that I'm, like, embarrassed about. Like, at least, like, embarrassed about, like, in the long term.
Yeah.
There's one thing I remember being embarrassed about as a kid. That I received a Christmas present that was broken, and I was like, it's a piece of fucking junk.
Wow. In front of your parents?
I didn't say it to the person's face that gave it to me, but I had, like...
What was it?
It was, like, a toy. It was, wow. Like, a fake, like, a Ninja Turtles phone.
You piece of shit.
Yeah, like, my aunt got it for me, and I was like, Mom, this isn't working. This is a joke. No.
All right, I'm going to bleep that anyway, but...
That's, like, one thing I was embarrassed about, because I was like, oh, I should have appreciated this more. That was, like, a teaching moment in my childhood of, like, appreciate when someone gets you something, even if it's not perfect. Oh, am I next? When did you last cry in front of another person? And then, by yourself.
All right, so the time that's coming to mind was about almost 4 or 5 days of recording this to the year. I was supposed to be moving to Atlanta, which I said in a previous episode, and last minute, I found out I wasn't going. Things had changed, and I was working three jobs. Mm-hmm. I was working 3 days a week at one place, 3 days a week at another place, and then Wednesday nights, and I had Tuesdays off. And Tuesday, we would record on Monday and I would edit on Tuesday and everything would be up and ready to go. And if you don't have a podcast with your best friend, there's a thing that you'll learn that your schedule for how you do this becomes very regimented in how things are going to get done. Mm-hmm. We always record on this day,
edit on this day, post on this day.
Yeah, it's got to be uploaded by this time. Mm-hmm. Which I actually, the episode we most recently recorded, mm-hmm. Is edited and uploaded. Yeah. I didn't upload it yet because I knew we were going to do this and stream to each other. And I was with someone who had become a new friend of mine when I found out I wasn't going. And I don't think I allowed myself to cry in front of them, like, because they were still kind of new. I had a lot of appreciation for them. I liked being around them, but I couldn't do it. And then the next day I went to this coffee shop where my friend worked at and I was like, I'm not going. And I had seen him the day that it happened. I just didn't tell him. And I was just like, it's just not going to happen. And I fucking bawled. I was like, I worked for a year plus and it just didn't happen. I had this money saved up. I had all this shit to do. And I just the day after I had quit all three of my jobs, I was told I wasn't going. And I just. Bald.
I remember that time.
And just cried and cried and cried in front of my friend and someone who was like the closest thing I've ever had to an older brother. Just fucking lost it in front of him. And he didn't know what to do. I think he might have hugged me. And then, like, as soon as his boss came around, I was like, yeah, I'm good. Like, it was just this, like, I turned it off. And I just fucking... yeah, I just lost it. And I was like, here's someone that I'm comfortable around and that I feel safe with. And it didn't really work out after this December or last December. It didn't work. It just, I haven't heard from them in at this point, almost a year. And I just, it was a time. It was just a fucking hard time.
Yeah.
This year sucks. This year has sucked for me fucking since December of last year.
The last time I cried in front of another person, I actually cried in front of my parents. I was discussing some heavy shit about my personal life and some of my plans going forward in life, and I just got emotional and just started crying. And my parents were like, "Why are you crying? We're talking shop." And I was like, "I know, I'm just emotional." The last time I cried by myself happens pretty regularly because of my dysphoria. So probably within the last week.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I don't really keep a logbook of every time I shed a tear.
Cool.
Sometimes I'll watch a particularly emotional scene on like whatever I'm watching on Netflix and just like single tear.
Same time last year by myself, the ending of BoJack Horseman. Like that might sound wet. No. The Last of Us. The Last of Us 2 by myself.
Last of Us, yeah. Last of Us 2. I shed a tear when we were playing The Last of Us.
Welcome to Earth, kiddo. Every fucking time. Every fucking time. Fuck. All right, next question. Yeah. I feel like we've already done this one. Tell your partner something that you like about them already.
We already did this. It's getting skipped.
Yeah, read the next one. I feel like we just already did it.
Yeah.
Like, is that what, physically? Like, I don't understand that. But whatever, go on.
What, if anything, is too serious to be joked about?
Absolutely nothing.
In I knew the, you were going to say that.
In the words of Bo Burnham, the Holocaust, 9/11, that shit's funny, 24/7. I think saying that something is too serious to be made fun of gives things too much power.
Mm-hmm.
You should be able to joke about suicide. You should be able to joke about war crimes. I should be able to make fun of you for being trans. I should.
Yeah.
Because we're friends. There's a mutual understanding. I'm not going to use
There's a difference between
words.
Like being transphobic and being like, haha.
Like, don't get me wrong. I'm not going to go on a stage and be like,
haha, you got a BMW body made wrong, baby.
But like, I'm not going to go up to some trans person I don't know and be like, ba-bow, what's your relationship like with your parents? Like, I'm not going to do that.
Yeah.
Like, but like, at the same time, in a setting where everything should be joked about, I mean, just everything should be joked about. The Holocaust, 9/11, that shit's funny, 24/7.
I personally don't joke about sexual assault and rape because I know some people in my life that have actually had to deal with that and I've seen the emotional trauma that it's dealt to them. So it's just something I personally don't joke about. But in terms of like, should things be prohibited to joke about? I kind of have a similar thought process of like, you can find coping in humor as long as it's not from a mean-spirited place.
You have two choices. Cope?
Hmm.
Or rope. See, right there. You should be able to joke about shit like that. You should. Mm-hmm. And I don't really make jokes like that on the show, but, like, you know who I am.
I know who you are.
Like, everything should...
And, like, I don't think it's ever happened, but, like, if you ever cross a line, I think it's, like, something that I would have told you.
You've gotten upset about shit that I've said, and I've looked at you and been like, oh, come on!
And then I'd be like, okay.
If you were to die this evening with no opportunity to communicate with anyone, what would you most regret not having told somebody? Why haven't you told them yet?
Damn. The ball's in my court.
Yo.
My answer is kind of a cop-out answer.
Sure.
But I would regret not being able to tell my dad I love him one last time.
Really?
Because I'm really close with my dad, and I love him, and he loves me back. And, like, I can't imagine seeing his face of, like, him being at my funeral and not knowing for certain that I said, like, this is the last time I'm going to say I love you.
Mm-hmm.
Because I think that it would just be too much for him. I'm, like, about to cry.
Really?
Mm-hmm. What about you?
My mom believes in ghosts. She believes in spirits and shit. And I think I'd be like, I'm not coming back as a fucking ghost. I'm gone.
Do?
No, because then I can't. Like, I can't. Like, I'd have to, like, come back to my brother and be like, look, don't tell mom.
Don't
tell mom, but I'm here. I didn't think ghosts were real. Turns out Jesus, I was wrong. Like, just, like, I just want to fuck with people. I just want to fuck with people. Like,
I've got this funny scenario in my head about this now. Like,
oh, yeah.
Imagine your mom, like, goes to the medium, and the medium's like, Vincent is still here, and he's wishing you joyous laughter, because you like to fuck with people. And so I'm like, no, I tried to, I just got off the spirit phone and he didn't pick up. Sorry.
yeah, like, just, like, I don't know. I think I'd sit down with my family and just be like, this happens. It's going to happen to all of you. Do not worry.
I've craved this for so fucking long.
No, not even that. No, I'm just kidding. This was from the moment I was born, this was guaranteed to happen. This is not a big deal. Do not have a big funeral. This is a list of people that are not welcome, but do not have a big funeral. Do not have anything special. I want a Viking funeral because I just want to make a spectacle out of something that's so dumb. Just
that's very Vince.
Just look how stupid this is. Look at all you fucking idiots crying. Like you didn't know this was gonna happen. Should have appreciated the time we spent together ahead of time. What's up? Sorry.
I'm gonna cry when you die.
Don't.
No, I will.
Please don't. Everyone's wearing jeans. I want a DJ at my funeral.
I can just imagine like it's just like Boogie Wonderland as they light the arrow and
yeah, yeah, yes. I've said this before, and I don't know if I've said it publicly, but I'll say it again. At my funeral, I don't want a big funeral. I want that if I die like tomorrow, I want my family to take the money they were going to use for it and hire a big name celebrity to give a speech. I know you know this, to give a speech at my funeral. And like the it's like such a good story. Like it's so fucking like, and then he looked at me. And we were fishing. We were deep sea fishing for bluefish. And he looked over at me and he goes, you know Samuel Jackson? I think it was the first time in my life I could... And he like gets choked up. He's like, I think I could truly say that I'm happy. I'm sorry. Hold on. And then like for the rest of your lives, you're like, did you know Vince was fucking friends with Samuel Jackson? They were fucking fishing buddies. I thought he hated fishing. What the fuck? Like, how come he never told us that? And like
Keith David or something.
Yeah, like no, Kurt Russell. I want Kurt Russell. Feel like he wrote me a letter about how much he loves the thing. And I gave him like these props that I still had from the movie. And like something like that. Like just like,
wait. Can I answer who I want celebrity to cry at my funeral? Because now you got yours.
Yeah.
Shit, I haven't got this far.
You're not thinking about your death constantly? What's wrong with you?
No. I'm thinking about my life. Shit, I want someone that's like...
See, my thing like is it can't official. Be someone too big.
Yeah.
Like, it has to be someone who was big at the time. That's just me. Like, Samuel Jackson, even though he's an amazing actor and will always be something, his, like, when he was the man, like, it's gone. He's still a fantastic actor in everything he's done, pretty much, that I've seen. But, like, Kurt Russell was big in the 80s. Like, that time is gone. Keith David is a legend just in general.
I know I proposed that I was going to answer this, but I don't know who I would really want to cry at my funeral. Can I have, like an impersonator of someone that's already dead?
Absolutely. Yes.
Can I have, like a Michael Jackson impersonator?
Yes. Yeah.
I was going to say a Cher impersonator, but Cher's still alive.
Dude, no, that'll be just as... That'll be so fucking funny. A Cher impersonator? Do your Cher.
I'm Cher, bitch.
I think how funny, like, a Cher impersonator would be, and then, like, somebody meets Cher that was at your funeral, and they're like, we know how close you and Olive were. We're so sorry we didn't get a chance to speak at the funeral. And they're just like, what? Cher's like, what are you talking about? What are you talking? I'm Cher. I'm like, what are you talking about? Did you know Cher's in a bobblehead movie?
What?
Okay, I was going to send you this link. There's a YouTube video about the top, like, 9 best animated shows or movies out right now. And there's a bobblehead movie that just came out. And it's, like, about how rare bobbleheads are or some shit. And, like, at the end of the movie, the bobblehead council is ruled by Cher Bobblehead. And it's a bobblehead of Cher.
What?
But she's like, I'm not the real Cher. I'm the Cher bobblehead. And she's just like this. Look up bobblehead movie. It's a fucking trip.
I don't think I want to.
Can we get to these last few questions?
Yes, yes, yes.
Who's reading?
Me. Your house contains everything you own. Catches fire. After saving your loved ones and pets, you have time to safely make a final dash to save one item. What would it be?
A picture I have of me and my dad.
It's a good one.
It's the only picture that I know that I have of me and my dad. And I have hair in it. I have lots. My hair has migrated from here to here, from head to face. I have a lot of hair in it. I want to say I was in the sixth grade. It's the only picture I have of, that I know printed of us together. That is like a modern picture. Just looking around my room, that's the first thing I could think of. Yeah, that was an easy one.
Yeah.
Oh, I do get my pig out of this.
I've got a boring answer.
Let me hear it.
My boring answer is that I'd, like, grab my fucking purse because it has, like, my wallet, like, all my important shit in it. Yeah, it's, like, a dumb answer.
You don't have anything with any sort of sentimental value? You can replace your ID and your money. And...
Yeah, I know. I've got...
I have a shelf of Fallout shit that's expensive. And I would say, fuck it.
Yeah, you're
I look
right.
Back at the bottle cap opener and be like, and then I run out.
I don't know. Like, I have like a bunch of photos on my walls, but they're all just kind of like regular photos of like my friends and like my sister. But like nothing that I don't already have on the cloud that I couldn't like reprint.
Where's your? No, that's feeding. No, where's your GameCube? Is it at home?
It's at home, home.
Okay,
yeah.
Okay. I was going to say, those memory cards. You have memory cards that are very important to you.
Those are something that I would save if my parents' house were burning down.
Well, let's use that as an example, because it seems like a lot of your sentimental shit is there.
Yeah, most of my sentimental shit is there. In terms of, like, here, though, I have some... this is going to be so fucking gay, but I have a special edition D&D book. I can grab it real quick if you want.
No.
But it's like the
yeah,
three...
Yeah, get it, asshole.
Fucking...
I'll vamp like for three... time. Time vamp. Yeah, vamp. Vamp time. Yeah, so I think having a picture of a loved one would be incredibly important because, like, I have a bunch of posters over there that I've taken down that are of, like... people that I've met that have signed them. There's actually a free hugs poster that the same kid from the story where I was crying in front of him and then he just hasn't talked to me. I actually did that with him. He's probably next to Olive, one of my oldest friends that I was still in contact with. And like, even that, I would say, fuck it, just because having a picture of a loved one, especially when it's one of the only ones, is very important. You have your book?
Yeah, I'm a book. It's actually a box set. This is the D&D 5th edition special box set. And it has the coolest shit ever inside it.
That is
it.
Neat. Hmm? That is really neat.
Yeah, this is like the PHB. It's like foil.
That's super tight.
Mm-hmm. I got this, I think for Christmas last year. Or no, I bought it at where is the monster manual.
Oh, tight. Bring it more to the middle of the screen since I cropped the video. Cool.
And because like D&D is such an important part of my life. Oh, and here's the Dungeon Master.
Whoa, that's tight.
Yeah. D&D is such an important part of my life and like my creative process and like things that I'm actually like proud of. So this is, oh, and the actual case itself has this like cool dragon head on it.
Oh, tight.
Mm. It also comes with a screen.
Oh, too. Tight. Nice. Yeah, like
hold on, let me just.
When you come home object. Again, I hope we can play D&D in person one time.
I know, right? The DM screen is really fucking cool.
That's really fucking cool.
Yeah, and all of it's like lightly foiled. So, because of how important D&D is in my life and how important it is in my like creative process, this is something I wouldn't want to lose. Even though like I can buy like the regular books online if I were to lose them, like this version of it is very special to me.
Cool.
Ooh, it's very heavy too.
I go. This is the last one I'm reading.
Go ahead.
Of all the people in your family, whose death would you find most disturbing and why?
My dad.
I'm telling your mom you said that.
She doesn't care. My mom has no soul. It's fine. No, I think the loss of my father would be just dreadful. Especially now that I'm like an adult and I actually have like an adult relationship with my father. Like that I'm no longer just like a kid and a dependent. I'm like someone, like we're confidants to each other, and it would be really fucked up to lose that source of life knowledge and wisdom at such a young age. It would really fuck me up. How about you?
Probably my brother.
Oh, that's fucked, yeah.
Yeah.
How old is he now?
He's gonna be 13. By the time this comes out, he might be 13. Yeah.
I remember when that kid was like a kid.
Yeah, I remember when he was born.
Holy shit. Yeah.
Yeah. So that. I think that would, because it's more of like he's a kid, and because we're so many years apart, like when you're that many years apart, being that I'm 11 years older than him and my sister's 8 years older than him, you grow up with 4 parents.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So
yeah, like you're a guardian to your brother.
Yeah, I think even on you're paper, someone I to might help be.
Teach him about life, yeah. Because like you're the older brother.
Yeah. So yeah, your parents die. I've known that since I was a kid. Your parents die. Mm-hmm. There's nothing you can do about it. There's no saving them. It just happens. Kids.
I've come to terms with that. Like losing kids does.
Yeah. No, kids aren't supposed to die. Kids aren't supposed to die until they're fucking at least 26. Like when they have to pay for their own health insurance, that's when they can die. Like, yeah, that's my answer. I feel like my answers to some of these haven't been great because I'm just very pragmatic.
Yeah.
But you agree that it hasn't been great?
No, like I agree that you have a very some of your thoughts are very to the point.
Yeah,
like why not don't beat around the bush? Like let's, like this is how it is.
Yeah.
Number 36, the last one on this list. Share a personal problem and ask your partner's advice on how he or she might handle it. Also, ask your partner to reflect back to you how you seem to be feeling about the problem.
I think.
Oh. I gotcha.
What do you think that means?
So, ask your advice on how to solve one of my issues, and ask me how I feel about your proposed solution.
You go first.
Okay. Share a personal problem and ask your partner advice. So, this is a pretty functional problem. My rent is way too high because me and my roommate have to pay for the third room that is no longer occupied in my house.
That sucks.
It super sucks, and it's super expensive. How can I solve this problem?
You could get another job. I know it sucks, but you could get another one. You could sublet the room out.
we're trying to get someone in the room.
Yeah.
But in pandemic season, not a lot of people are biting. And we're really trying to get someone that, like, we know by proxy of someone we know.
Yeah.
So, like, so that we don't get a fuck.
Yeah.
Like, last time.
I mean, hey, if I wasn't already in the process of doing something.
Yeah.
I'd be like, hey.
Yeah. It's just, like, if it weren't, Rona season, I feel like the room would be filled pretty much instantly, but people are cautious to be moving around.
Get a job at a CVS. Plans.
No, like, I'm getting another job.
Do you have something lined up?
I've got some prospects I need to apply to.
Like, I know it sucks, but get a job at a CVS for 2 or 3 days a week. Because I know you have another job already.
Yeah.
Just go in for the morning shift. Do what you have to do. Deal with shitty people. Wear a mask. Mm-hmm. And then leave.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, just get that paycheck. Get that couple extra $100 every week and just deal with it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
How do you feel about what I gave you as a thing?
It's a good solution. It's something that I'm probably going to have to do. And I think it's the right way to go about it.
I mean, it's going to suck. Don't get me wrong. It's going to suck, but it's just a job to make extra money.
Yeah, it's just for a few months till we find another person.
Yeah. Like, I mean, this is again, this will probably come out by the time I move, but like I kind of want to, like, this is going to sound stupid, but I kind of want to get a job at, like, a Foot Locker.
Yeah.
Just because, like, I kind of want to just see what it's like to work in a mall.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, I have a couple ideas.
I really want to work in a coffee shop.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
See,
I haven't worked in the service industry for, like, a decade. I feel like I have enough experience to basically get into anywhere in the service industry.
They're
going to
make you wash dishes.
Yeah.
That's the first thing you're doing is washing dishes. But that's the thing is, like, I wouldn't mind working at a Foot Locker, like, 2 days a week just to be like, haha, they call me Al Bundy, like, selling shoes. Like, I just think it'd be cool. And just to, like, also to get a fucking hookup on some sneakers and get them for cheap. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
I just want to drink free coffee all day.
Yeah. Yeah. How do you feel about the advice I've given you? I feel like you've already answered that.
I think it's good advice, yeah. And I'm probably going to take it. All right. Now we flip-flop.
So the end of the year is coming. And last year when I was going to leave, I wrote all of my friends' notes. I wrote them all letters, like little goodbyes. Two of the people I wrote letters to, I don't speak to anymore. We kind of ended on bad terms.
Yeah, I know who you're talking about.
Part of me wants to write them letters again, because I'm a big fan of things coming full circle.
Mm-hmm.
Every good story has an ending, and I hate when shit lives in ambiguity, especially when a story lives in ambiguity. The ending of The Sopranos, I've never even watched The Sopranos. Fuck that ending. Do I write them letters?
You still have the original letters?
Yep, I have no clue what's in them. I seal them and I never looked at them again. I don't want to read the originals. I kind of know what's in them from, like, a base feeling, but I don't.
I would write them letters.
That's what I'm thinking about doing. I'm really thinking about doing it. I'm thinking about doing
it.
And
you know what,
like,
I would do? I would give them both.
No, I am. Oh, absolutely. Motherfucker. Who do you think I am?
Yeah. Like, give them the original letter and be like,
Read this first.
And
read how much love
the
and admiration.
Remarks.
Yeah, there was the one person, not the taller one in the situation, the shorter
right.
one. I kind of right. wanted to write, dear person, 3 pages of nothing but blank paper from Vince. And if they message me and be like, why was there 3 pages of nothing? Because I ain't got shit to say to you, motherfucker. But part of me, I just want to be like, hello. This is why this was fucked up. This is what happened. Closing remarks. Be safe. Don't do anything stupid. I believed in you for a period of time. Bye.
Bye.
Like, yeah.
I think you should do it.
I think I'm going to do it. I'm going to fucking do it. Yeah. Cool. Cool. That's just something that's been on my mind for the past 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 months. I don't have anything. How about this? Can we go to the outro?
We can.
Cool.
We can go to the outro. Shane Ivers?
Shane Ivers?
So, we have an intro music, and it's called Feather Duster. It was made by Shane Ivers. If you want to get it, you can get it at www.silvermansounds.com/freemusic/feather-duster. Vince, we are online, aren't we?
Yeah, we are. Go ahead and give a look to the description where you can find my social media, all of social media, the show social media. There's also a link down there to our Discord. Make sure you join. It's a community of people that watch and listen and interact, and there's always something neat and interesting going on in the Discord. And while you're there, we'd appreciate it if you could check out our Redbubble, where you could buy a design that we've created, put on a shirt, on a duvet, on something that you could buy, a cup, some stickers, and also if you could check out our Patreon. It's not mandatory that you give money towards the Patreon, but there are some people that we have to thank real quick for the Patreon. Olive, if you could.
First, we have Noah.
Thank you, Noah.
Then we have Gage, but twice.
Thank you, Gage. Once for the Patreon and once for the Discord. He pays for Nitro so we can do fun things like streaming in there.
Next, we have Jordan with a Y.
Thank you, Jordan with a Y.
Then we have Danny.
Thank you, Danny.
Marcus.
Thank you, Marcus.
And Bones Jones.
Thank you, Bonesimus Jonesimus.
And remember, if you don't hear your name on this list, this was recorded in the past or future. A different time on the timeline.
But you are highly appreciated.
We love you.
Yes. I think that's really everything we have to say.
Also, if you're watching on YouTube, thank you. Please leave comments. We really like to read them.
Like the video, share it with a friend. It would really help if you put the playlist of all the videos on and fell asleep to it. Get that algorithm going in our favor.
create a video response, rate us 5 stars, you know, the whole shebang.
Put us on Reddit.
Put us on Reddit.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Stick around if this was a shorter episode, or maybe it's longer. I don't know. It's a little bit different. You're probably going to be hearing this outro a couple different times.
Bye.
Bye.
See you later. Everyone. Bye. Atomic Radio Hour Podcast.
A Ghoulman Entertainment Production.